This is the BBC.
Today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast is truly international. Chris Stark is in Japan and having awful trouble ordering a pizza. It's you against me on the Hurt game. We speak to Pitbull in Miami, in his pants, and with Kel Spellman on Real or No Real, do they really do Rudy's to the music from Star Wars in Australia?
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Right, we're on. It's Friday lunchtime. I've got Rihanna. I'm going to play Diamonds in a minute because I think that'll sound good. Not heard it for ages. Also, new Mallory Knox and All Time Low, Track of the Day, which I love. You know I love those boys with all my heart. They were on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning. I think I did like one of their first ever interviews back in the day. Anyway, we go back a long way. They're actually going to be on our show next week as well. So if you love All Time Low, we got Jack and Alex on the show sometime next week. I'll let you know next week when that's going to be on. Chris Stark is still in Japan filming a documentary. We're going to find out what the documentary is today, but it's about extreme festivals. So he's attending one of those in Japan over the next 24 hours. We'll see how he's getting on because I can't imagine it's that well. At about 1:40. I'll be in charge of bangers at 2:40 today. Normally, Chris picks a song and I pick a song and then you decide what goes on. Chris hasn't left me any list of what bangers he wants, so I'm choosing them on his behalf. Who knows who might win? That's going to be at 2:40 today. I've chosen something I think he'll be well happy with. And then after three, because Chris is away, I thought we could all do a Who game together. Sound good? Okay, good. Track of the day is All Time Low, the track that's premiered with Grimmy this morning. This is Dirty Laundry.
I don't believe in saints.
Kind of more mellow than I was expecting, but I like. We've got some dates in the UK this March. They're on our show next week. All Time Low, Dirty Laundry is Radio 1's track of the day. What do you think of it?
Scott Mills.
How amazing is that? Katy Perry on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show next week. I'm looking forward to hearing that. And also the Brits after party, the morning after the Brits, where they're getting pop stars out of bed on Thursday. That should be one to definitely listen to because everyone's going to be a bit wavy. That was Rihanna and Diamonds on BBC Radio 1. Okay, keen for a Who game after three this afternoon. Bangers at 2:40. Kel Spellman for Real or No Real a bit later. And we'll catch up with Chris Stark and his latest adventures in Japan. A complete fish out of water in about 10 minutes. Thanks so much, Lee in Wellington, Somerset, for grassing me up to Chris Stark. He knows what's going on now. He's obviously awake in Japan, which is good because we'll speak to him in the next 10 minutes. Lee said to him, Scott's kindly choosing your bangers on your behalf in your absence. Yesterday was hearsay. Who knows what today's will be? Don't tell him.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, I've got Martin Solvig coming up and also Naughty Boy and You Me at 6. Friday tunes on Radio 1. Just me in the studio today because we can now cross over to Japan and say hello to Chris Stark, who's normally here weekdays 1 till 4. It's the name of Skepta's album and it also means hello in Japanese. So, konnichiwa, Chris.
Konnichiwa, Scott. You all right?
Yeah, you all right?
Good, yeah. It's quite late here.
Yes.
So I'm... Actually, it makes it sound like I'm on a jolly or something if I say that I'm in a restaurant right now, but we've had a really busy day.
Right.
And I'm finally just having a little bit of food.
What are you having?
Well, I don't know yet because we're struggling with the menu.
Yeah, told you that would happen.
So we're trying to go by what other people have got and just point at their dishes.
That's exactly what I did.
Have a bit of that.
Yeah. And what are you drinking there?
Oh, yeah, that's what's happening. Well, this is what's exciting. I'm about to have my first ever sake.
Oh, God. What time are you working tomorrow?
Well, it's late here. You've got the thing is, it sounds dodgy because you do a lunchtime show.
No. But, like, you're having sake. What time have you got to work tomorrow? I don't care if it's late.
Time difference, it means that we're 9 hours ahead.
I know that, but sake makes you go crazy. So can you tell me what time you're working and how much hours sleep you'll have, please? It's stressing me out.
Do you know what? It's fine. We're up at, like, I think 8 in the morning.
Ah, that's all right.
It's only a little pot. And we're just going to have the one.
Yeah, I would just have the one because... So last night I saw your tweet.
Yeah.
And you also texted me the same screenshot and it just said help.
Well, basically the hotel, for reasons I don't fully understand, stopped serving food and drink past 10 o'clock.
Yes. So the first thing that Chris does when he's in Japan, thousands of miles away, is go on the app that rhymes with Womano's Pizza.
Yeah. And I got really excited because I suddenly realised that I could potentially order a Domino's, but I couldn't figure it out.
No,
and
but it's all in Japanese there.
I tried calling and there was literally no way of explaining it if you don't know the language.
That's right, I did say this, yeah.
So I left it and didn't end up having anything, just sort of went to sleep after the obvious routine. Which, by the way, fascinating channels on the TV.
I know, right?
Oh, my word. Do you know what? So British TV is boring compared to what you see on TV here. It's incredible.
It's incredible, right? Some of the best television in the world.
I don't know the names of any of it, but I've got some great ideas for the show.
Excellent.
I say we do one a week.
Yeah.
I think Britain has run out of ideas for those types of shows. It's all fine, because I've been to Japan.
Yeah. So when do you go to your festival? And do you know what it is yet? Your Extreme Festival. I know you're making this documentary for iPlayer.
I do. Basically, in the place that I'm in Japan, once a year, 10,000 Japanese men meet up for something called the Naked Man Festival. And what it is they sort of run through the streets. And what they're doing is they're trying to fight over two sort of sacred sticks. Yeah. And so I'm going to be donning a loincloth.
Now, hang on. Aren't they completely naked?
They start with a loincloth, but because the amount of people in quite a small area, apparently it all just comes out.
Right. And you'll be trying that, will you, when in Japan?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to work, aren't I?
Right, so will you start with the loincloth and then it's off later on, is it?
Yeah, but even that I'm finding a little bit uncomfortable, Scott, because I'm not mad about the loincloth idea. Okay. I'm going to potentially go for it tomorrow.
With a film crew there. Can't wait to see this on iPlayer.
I've not heard of it before, have you? The Naked Man, in fact, have you heard of it?
Do you know what? I haven't.
Yeah, do you think it's a wrong booking?
Yeah, maybe. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
How was your first Japanese toilet experience?
Yeah, really good. Well, I sent you a couple of... Did I send you photos or a message or something?
I saw your Snapchat, but yeah, you were just about to.
But now I've got it all set up in the hotel room, haven't I?
Yeah.
So it's all ready to go now. It's
like you got a preset? It all
yeah. Well, no, because no one comes in to adjust it, do they? So I do.
I'm really enjoying you in Japan. Okay, I'll see you on Monday, because hilariously, you're going to be back by then.
Yeah, so what day is it there at the moment?
It's currently Friday, same as you.
Is it? I thought it was Thursday over there.
No.
No.
Wait, what
it's
do you
Friday
mean?
Friday there, so yeah.
He'll never
we're not going to catch up again after the Naked Man Festival, are we?
No, but send me pictures.
Yeah, all right then. Well, wish me luck.
Yeah.
Cheers, mate.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
Okay, love you, bye. Jamie in Bridgend says, my brother lives in Japan. Tell Chris to go to the hugging place where you can pay to hug someone for half an hour, etc. Or sometimes up to an hour. Oh, he would love that.
Scott Mills.
Yes, I'm a fan of this. Martin Solvig, Places. Think about it. This time tomorrow, Chris Stark will be running with 10,000 naked Japanese men through the streets in just a loincloth. And then later on, not even a loincloth. I think this is going to be an appointment to watch on iPlayer. Imagine how awkward and uncomfortable he's going to be, please.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Naughty boy, I'm running on BBC Radio 1. Do you know, I've had so many comments about this since yesterday's show. David says, there were tears streaming down my face listening to Alice Levine's story about Margaret and her cat yesterday. Also, who names their cat Margaret? I know, this is Alice's story about her cat that just went away one day. She did search for Margaret, but obviously Margaret had found a better place to be. And, you know, it's about two people, isn't it? So Margaret felt she'd be happier somewhere else. But I agree, I got so many messages last night from people who were listening live, like people in the gym in absolute hysterics, or people listening to it on the podcast last night giggling to themselves in bed. It was a really Alice Levine story, which was why I think it's so funny. Could have looked a bit harder, Alice, but you know. Right, every Saturday morning, Matt Evanson, you might have heard this, sets a parent against one of their kids in a quiz of the week's news. It's really good. Normally causes a few arguments. So do me a favour, if you're on half term this week and you want to try and put your mum or dad in their place, then can you text us now on 81199? It's going to be you against the parents, and it's like a quiz of the week's news. Or put Radio 1 on tomorrow morning and play along as you listen from 11:30 with Matt Edmondson. But if you're on half-term this week, you're listening now and you think, actually, I could definitely beat my mum or dad on this, then text us on 81199. This is how it sounds if you have never heard it before.
All right, the next question is for parents. Ruben, this is coming your way.
Okay.
Kanye and Kim Kardashian West attended whose fifth birthday party last weekend after being invited by her parents, Beyonce and Jay-Z?
Oh, Blue...
What are you saying? Blue what?
Blue Mountain.
Blue Mountain. It's as good a guess as any. Is Beyonce and Jay-Z's kid called Blue Mountain?
Come on.
No, it's called Blue Ivy.
What a great guess. Blue Mountain. Right, so 81199, if you want to go up against your mum or dad on Matt's show tomorrow, let us know.
Scott Mills.
So Pitbull is called Mr. 305 because that is the dialing code for Miami, where he's from. I really enjoyed when we got him to read out some UK ones, like Plymouth.
One time for 01752.
And Hempstead was one of my faves.
Mr. 01442, what they do, what they don't, what it is, what it ain't.
Just better to hear that sometimes than 305 all the time, isn't it? Well, he's not in the studio with us today, but I can speak to him on the phone. And if I'm given the opportunity, of course I'll take it. It's a privilege and an absolute pleasure to say I can now speak to Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide. It's Pitbull. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Sky?
Oh, you see that laugh?
Yes, sir. Over here enjoying Miami, baby.
It sounds quite windy. Where are you, by the beach?
Actually, in my backyard looking at the beach, yeah.
Okay, so your house backs onto the beach?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow.
A lot of hard work. Thank God for that.
I know, yeah. Exactly. I can't see you right now, but are you wearing a suit?
No, I'm not wearing a suit.
The only time I've met you, you've been in a suit.
That's right. Well, when you got the beach in front of you, you got to be out here with it. Just in your drawers, that's it.
Okay, so you're just wearing pants right now, yeah?
Yeah, a pair of boxers, isn't it?
That's a brilliant image.
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, we mentioned recently on the show these Pitbull cruises that you can go on.
Yeah, we're going to be doing that in March. I'm looking forward to that right there. We actually grandfathered the ship. The ship is called Escape. So anybody that wants to come over and escape, you guys are more than welcome to.
This is a boat I want to go on. So you sail from Miami to Bahamas.
And the beautiful thing is when you're in international waters, anything goes.
It sounds like I'd fit right in. And the dancers, your dancers, you perform, but your dancers are called the most bad ones.
That's right.
And why are they bad?
Why are they bad? Because they're, well, for one, they're beautiful, sophisticated, sexy, and powerful. So I make them the most bad ones. In Miami, okay. When you say that woman's bad, that means that she's beautiful.
Oh, got you.
You know, so it's bad meaning good.
Okay, so they're not going to harm me in any way?
No way, shape, or form.
Excellent. Okay. Please tell me what you did on Valentine's Day, Pitbull.
On Valentine's Day, what do we do? We do what we did every day, man. Every day Valentine's Day. Thank God for that. But had a great time. Was actually on South Beach at a friend of mine's restaurant called The Sugar Factory.
Oh, yes.
And, and I would say had a little bit too much to drink, so it turned out to be an amazing night.
Hey, listen, we're going to play the new track in a minute. It's kind of quite a laid-back vibe for you, isn't it, this one?
Oh, man, this is where, you know, when I was over in the UK and we were doing interviews out there, I was telling everybody my favorite track on the album, Climate Change, is called Options, featuring Stephen Marley. So we were very blessed to be able to go to Jamaica and shoot the video at Bob Marley's museum and also at Tough Gong Studios, at Bob's studio, and hang out with the family, with Stephen, Damien, and Julian. So this is a very special record for me, and I'm looking forward for the whole world to hear it.
And you've got a whole album, which you just mentioned, which is out in March, called Climate Change. This is your 10th album, Pitbull.
It's my 10th album, 17 years in the game. I'm very blessed, and to all the fans, thank you guys so much, because there's no way we'd be able to, I would say, live our dreams every day if it wasn't for you guys and your support.
Okay, what are you drinking right now in your backyard?
Actually, it's only 11 o'clock in the morning, so I haven't got to the drinking yet. But okay. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. So I think now you said that, I'm going to go ahead and go pour myself a little bit of Oli vodka, water, and some lime and get the day going.
Oh, yes. That's exactly what I'm expecting. Maybe, a little bit of vodka and lime, is it? Yeah, a bit of soda?
Just a little bit of regular water. You know, it's called a smoothie because you got the vitamin C from the lime, you got the vodka that rejuvenates your skin, and the water that keeps you hydrated.
Okay, now that you've told me that vodka rejuvenates my skin, I think I'm going to have one too.
That's right.
Hey, listen, we're going to play Options right now, and thanks so much for talking to us. Come and see us again soon, right?
Hey, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. One big shout out to everybody in the UK. Thank you guys for the support. And enjoy Options featuring Stephen Marley of the upcoming album, Climate Change. Thank you guys. I appreciate it.
Stephen Marley, let him know what time.
I mean, I don't think I could love a man much more than Pitbull. That was him with Stephen Marley and Options on New Music Friday. Just to reset that image for you, if it's left your mind, Pitbull is there on the phone. It's probably a flip. Phone in one hand, vodka, lime and water in the other, speaking to me, in just his pants, or drawers, as he calls them, off of Nan's, in his backyard, which backs onto the beach, with his bald head gently crisping up under the Miami sun.
Scott Mills.
Chris off of Hemel Hempstead says, so you've given us an image of Chris in a loincloth so far in Japan and Pitbull in his drawers. Anything else? Yes, I've got your error code from Pitbull right here. Here's Hemel.
Mr. 01442, what they do, what they don't, what it is, what it ain't.
Okay, I'm choosing Chris's banger because he hasn't given me any. So it's me against him, only I'm choosing him as well.
Yeah. This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Also, Little Mix coming up. Hello, Gareth.
How you doing, Scott?
Yeah, good. In Inverness, is it?
Yes. Yeah,
do you know, I could actually listen to people from Inverness's voices all day.
Nah, it's the worst accent ever.
No, it is not. It's a lush accent. Just talk to me some more.
Nah, it's not. It's horrible.
Okay,
it's
we'll
horrible.
Keep talking. I'll decide. What's your job, Gareth?
I'm a technician, a survey technician.
See, it's quite deep and like, oh, hello. Okay, and whereabouts in Inverness is that? What company?
It's a hire company called Gap.
Okay, sorry. Hire. I'm just asking you random questions so you talk more. Who do you normally pick on bangers?
I've got to say, I'm normally Team Scott.
Are you?
Yes, yeah,
now,
I am.
Apparently on the phone before, you said that we never pick anyone from Scotland to be on bangers.
You don't, that's it, you don't. I've been tweeting you this week asking you if no one from Scotland, or you've got to be a farmer or a digger driver.
Yeah, we have a lot of farmers and a lot of drivers, but you know we've got a guru who does all the stats for bangers and who calls up and that and who gets picked, yeah?
Right.
I can tell you, what you're saying is not true. I perform best with Scottish females.
Do you?
Yeah, well, it's when I'm at my absolute best.
I'm halfway there then, eh?
Well, yeah. But yes, that's true. That's, you're telling me fake news. Right.
Oh, well,
here's what I've got for you today. Come on, what a Friday song. This is my choice. It's good, right?
Yep.
It's Flo Rida with Sia and Wild Ones. I mean, this is the one I would definitely pick. And then you've got Chris's one, which he hasn't chosen, but I've done it for him because he didn't leave us any bangers. So, Chris's choice today, this is what he wants you to pick. Do you know what this is?
That banger is honking, to be honest.
It's Jedward with Lipstick. Hey, hey, oh. Oh. What are you going to do?
To be honest, I think it's a no-brainer. I think we're going to have to go Team Scott.
Yeah, I thought so. Hey, I heard you were a wild one. Ooh. Hey, I heard you like the wild ones. Wild one, wild one. Can't be beaten, that. That's a tune. Flo Rida and Sia and Wild Ones. Especially can't be beaten by Jedward. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Lucy in Preston.
Hey, Lucy in Preston, how can I help you?
I just feel a bit sorry for you, really. You sound like the partner that's missing the ex now that they've gone, and you've just got a black hole that you're trying to fill.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you're still trying to do all the things that you did when Chris was there.
What, like bangers?
Bangers, all sorts. Right. You're just trying to do it all, and you're just missing him, and I feel really sorry for you.
Do I sound...
How do you do it, though?
Do I sound like I'm missing him?
No, you sound like you're trying to be fine.
Well, I am fine.
No, I don't think you are.
I'm fine. Scott Mills. You know, quite often in this show, where we say something a little bit from the past or a bit retro or something that's not been mentioned or thought of for a while, we just give it a massive, ho! I've got a who game. It's me against you lot. And that's going to be in about 10 minutes. I'll start things off. Writing, I wish my girlfriend was this dirty on a car. Ho! Right, can we... When Chris is away, can we keep what we do together between ourselves, please? There was no need to tell him. He's about to go to bed in Japan, but he's put... One, how am I missing Pitbull? Annoyed. This is on Twitter. And two, when you're next off, your banger's choices are going to be farcical. Obviously, someone's told him about the Jedward situation.
Scott Mills.
That is lovely. Samfer. No one likes me like the piano on BBC Radio 1. Kel Spellman's going to join me for Real or No Real at 3:40 this afternoon. The next songs will be Adele. And then I've lined up a total Friday treat. like a song that is totally Friday. I promise you're going to love it. It is time for the Who game. I like to do this when Chris isn't here. It's all lads today. I don't know why. Where's all the girls? You're very welcome, ladies. So it's me against my lush listeners. We all think of our best Who. Something in the past, something you haven't thought about for a while, something a little bit retro. Just say it and give it a massive Who. Feels so good on a Friday. Really gets out of your system. We're going to go round until someone can't think of one anymore or until that dreaded timer sounds us out. I'm going to go first because I've built up quite a collection since we last did this game. So here's mine. Cars with eyelashes. Ha! You do still see them occasionally. Sometimes in Essex. Line one, who are you?
Hi, it's Tim from Kettering.
Yes, Tim, go on.
The Generation Game. Who?
Hello, line two.
Hiya, it's Tom from Rotherham.
Yes, Tom.
John Fashion You, a Wooga. Ow!
Off of Gladiators there, of course. Line three, who would this be?
That's Barry in Inverness.
Oh, yes, Barry, go on.
David Sneddon off of Fame Academy.
He won, I believe.
Yeah, he does.
Line four.
Hi, this is Alex from Northampton.
Oh, Alex, what have you got for me?
The H5N1 virus, otherwise known as bird flu.
Someone just hooed bird flu. Okay. Line five, who would this be?
It's Jack from Southampton.
Yes, Southampton, and yes, Jack, what have you got?
Knock, knock, jokes. Knock, knock. Who's there?
Racing through these. No one's giving up yet. Line six, hello.
Hey, it's Rick from Gateshead.
Hey, Rick, what have you got?
Angel Delight. Hey!
Butterscotch being my favourite. Okay, me. Aprons with boobs on. Ho! Remember the little drawing there of them, yeah. Right, no one's showing any signs of giving up, so we will continue this after this on Radio 1. One! Adele, When We Were Young. Doesn't it feel good to sometimes just give it a little ho on a Friday? Me against the listeners. Think of something from the past. It can be a person, it can be a thing. Something a little bit retro, and just give it your all. Me again. Hitchhiking. Ho! Doesn't happen anymore. When was the last time you saw one? Tim?
Meccano? Hello!
My brother used to be obsessed with that. Tom?
Tazos! How?
I love my listeners. Barry?
Winding down the sunroof in your car when it's hot. Hey!
Alex?
Having to defragment your hard drive.
Hello, Jack.
Hello.
Yes?
Getting a £10 top-up for your phone. Hey!
Hello, Rick.
Putting a big yellow lock on your steering wheel. Hey!
Rubbish. Please don't steal my car. Okay, me. Shouting over the wall at Big Brother. Ha! Oh no, the timer's going, so we need to be quick. Tim, go!
Go Go's Crazy Bones. Ho!
Tom!
Chris Miles!
Ho! Oh, let's not get to that. Barry!
We don't do liver on a pizza.
Alex.
Mbongo, Mbongo, they drink it in the Congo. Ho.
Jack.
BBC Three.
No, that's not... Oof. Rick.
S Club Juniors. Hey!
Oh, there's the timer and we're Probably one of my favourite Who games we've ever done. Thanks everyone for being on the Who game today. Bye.
Bye.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
And here's TV's and radio's Kel Spellman. Hello.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, it is.
There's the introduction. Hi, Scott.
I'm good. Are you right?
Yeah, very, very well.
How is your week?
Week's been good. Week's been busy.
Yeah.
Been up in Manchester for a bit, back down in London. Must say, this week, Scott.
Yes.
Chris.
Yes.
Going out down to the front of BBC.
Oh, okay, yeah. So Kel's been loving the Chris doing a bedtime story this week. You know, because they have them on CBeebies, don't they?
Yes.
And they get really famous people to do it. And this week they got Tom Hardy to do it.
It's been everywhere. I've never known, exposure like it for CBeebies.
Yeah. So Chris was like, well, why is he getting all the attention to... So went outside the BBC here and decided to do his own bedtime story. And it was Edward Lear's poem, The Owl and the Pussycat.
Oh, lovely pussy. Oh, pussy, my love. What a beautiful pussy you are.
This happens every week where I think you're going to die when you laugh. It's just a sharp intake of breath.
Sorry.
Are you okay, hon?
I'm all right, thanks, Scott. Yeah.
All right.
That is genius,
It was
man.
Fun. We've had a lot of fun this week. Also, we had Joey Essex on In Your Libingo yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Woo. It was, I didn't really know what was going on, but it was very entertaining. Right, you and me together are now going to play today's Real or No Real.
Okay.
Are these true facts or fake news?
The most popular song in Australia to get people in the mood is the Cantina Band song from Star Wars.
Da-da-da, da-da-da. Da, 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 da.
I don't think I've ever heard it.
You've never heard the Cantina song?
I don't think I have.
I think I was near enough the tune there.
Okay. So, actually, I've got a bit of it here. So this is when people like have a lie down together in Australia. This is the...
When they're going down under.
Yeah, when they're going going down under, they love to hear this.
Well... Cryo, you little ripper.
Oh, Sheila.
I tell ya.
Sheila. I'm so glad that we've got your Australian accent back out
Glass
here.
Glass of wine. Get you in the mood.
Won't you have a little tasting?
No, and they're not doing it. They're not doing it to this in Australia. I'm sorry, they are not.
I'm sorry for that. They definitely are.
They are not.
What? Come on, Sheila.
Right there, Sheila.
Oh, you all right?
Whoa! You got a. We got
You're
a squeaker.
A wild one.
We got a squeaker.
What? So is this the most popular song in the whole of Australia to get people in the mood for a little bit of lava making?
100% real.
No, it's not. Listen to it. You put on some like smooth R&B or whatever.
Nah, they do things differently down in Australia.
It's a bit fast.
I feel this is getting a bit intimate now.
I like it.
Uh-oh. Whoa, listen, whoa. Let's get back to where, right to the start.
Here we go.
We're picking up a bit there.
Okay.
Now we're all getting a little bit all over the show.
I would not put this on to get me in the mood for love, would you?
I don't think I personally would, but I wouldn't, you know, I think maybe in Australia, whatever floats your boat.
Okay. What, are you saying real?
Yeah, I really want this to be real.
No.
But it was your added sound effects. If you hadn't sold it to me the way you just did.
I'm saying no real. What's the answer?
That one's real.
Yes!
What? What do you mean? Okay, I've got it here.
Go on.
Researchers at Spotify combed through dozens of playlists created by users in Australia to set the mood, and the Cantina Band beat the likes of Sex on Fire by Kings of Leon and Pony by Genuine, as well as artists like Rihanna, The Weeknd and Frank Ocean. So that's the one.
Wow. I mean, I'm flagging up Kings of Leon now. That's a bit... Oh, Sheila. Off you go now.
I'll let you do the rest.
And here is your next fact on Real or No Real.
Following in the footsteps of Bradley Walsh and Alexander Armstrong, Gok Wan has recorded an album of traditional opera arias entitled Gokra. Gok sings the classics.
Wow.
Like two very musical Real or No Reels here today. Mm. So, you know, Bradley Walsh had was the biggest selling UK artist or something last year.
Did he?
Was that true? There's a fact like that.
Right, okay,
around.
Okay.
He did really well with the album anyway.
Oh, it's like, Alexander Armstrong?
Yeah,
Pointless.
Same.
He's the same, isn't he?
Yep. So, we have a clip here. Is this Gok Wan? Remember, it might not be true.
Hi, guys, and everyone at Radio 1.
Yeah, and here's it.
Hi, guys, and everyone at Radio 1.
What a song, though.
Listen carefully. Is that Gok Wan? Actually, he'd be well done for a bit of... You know
Gok Wan.
You know that.
I reckon they definitely came across Gok Wan's playlist.
Yeah. So, Bradley Walsh has done it. Alexander Armstrong's done it. Is Gokra, Gok Sings the Classics, a real life thing? And was that him we just played there?
I'm going to say no real on this one.
Can't imagine him singing?
No, I can't imagine him singing, because I do think, I know for some reason, one of these facts, I feel like he was actually classically trained, Gok Wan. I think
really?
He went to RADA or something, you know, seriously.
Really?
So, I think maybe he could hold a tune, but Gok Sings the Classics, no.
Okay.
No.
See, I'm thinking he can do fashion really well, he can cook really well. If he can sing really well as well, that's a triple threat.
Yeah, right there.
I'm saying no real.
Okay, yeah, we're saying.
You're saying no real.
No real.
That one is no real.
No, all made up, but Gok is a big fan of the operas and has picked his favourite opera divas for a new album, but he's not singing himself.
Ah.
But he has got an album out with his favourite singers on off of opera. At the end of that round of Real or No Real, I got 10 and you got 20.
Yes.
Right, when are you on the telly, please?
7 p.m. this evening.
7 p.m. tonight.
Oh, yes.
They've come to whisk you away, look.
Uh-oh.
The TV people are outside.
Better get going, then.
Right, see you next week.
See you later. Thanks, Scott.
This is brand new Galantis. It's called Rich Boy. Let me know what you think. Now, that is a podcast. We're back with Chris Monday from 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1.